Hi there, Optimal Salespeople. Today's tip is about how to get strong introductions. Now, the key to getting a strong introduction is, first of all, you have to ask for one. But it's really important that you have a clear idea of who you need to be introduced to, both the companies, the type of company, the person within that company you need to be introduced to, and most importantly, you need to know what problems you plan on solving for that company. This will define your ideal prospect. Now, here's the really interesting thing about how to get a strong introduction is to ask for a referral and get rejected. Now, a lot of people don't like to give referrals, but they will give introductions. And here's why. I might ask one of my clients or a friend or a colleague, I might say, "So George, do you know anybody you could introduce me to?" And they typically will say, "Well, geez, I can't really think of anybody." Now, they're afraid to give you a referral because they don't know what you're going to do when you call them. They don't want to embarrass their friend. They don't know if their friend wants to be introduced to. Many times, they just don't know who exactly you want to be introduced to. So here's what you can do. Just follow this script here. So you ask the person, "So George, do you know anybody you could refer me to?" And they say, "No, Dan, I can't think of anybody." Then just say, "Well, listen, not unusual. I know when some salespeople ask me for referrals, I'm a little reluctant to give them to them because I'm not sure how it's going to be received by the person I would introduce them to. Is that how you feel?" And George will most likely say, "Yeah, actually." Say, "Well, look, let me tell you how I work and see if that'll help. In the event that you knew somebody, what I would have you do is give them a call or send them an email and see if they would be even willing to talk to me or if they have a problem that they think I could solve. And if they do and they give you permission, then you would let me know and then I would call them. And if they don't, then I don't have their contact information and there's no risk to you. Now, if we were going to work that way, do you think you could come up with somebody that you might be willing to introduce me to?" Now, many times they'll say, "Oh yeah, I could do that." And then you can have a little further discussion about who you'd like to be introduced to and so forth. So today's tip is, in order to get a strong introduction, you need to know who you want to be introduced to. You need to know what pains you're going to solve from them. And you need to take the risk out of giving the introduction to the person you're asking for that introduction.